Hi, brothers and sisters, and welcome to our Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine, and we're the Ingrams, founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
Our mission is to encourage people to get out with God in order to begin to heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
We invite you to subscribe to the podcast, share it with others, and help us spread the word of the Lord. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to day 29 of our journey with Jesus, a Lenten reflection. We'd like to invite you to look below. Down there, you will find in the description area two links, one to our 40-day Lenten calendar, which has all of the daily scriptures, plus they are linked to online Bible resources for you to read. And the second link is to our daily downloads, which is more of a study guide, which will help you dive a little bit deeper into the scriptures that we talk about in each episode. With all of that business out of the way, how about my lovely lioness read our daily scripture for the day?
I would love to. This comes from 1 Peter 2:24. Out of your favorite version, the New King James Version.
Yes.
Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Isn't that good?
Yes. Woo-hoo. Oh, that just, it gets me all excited. I just can't hardly sit still for this.
Don't get all wiggly.
I've been chomping at the bit since the last one.
I know. So this is the bookend
This is the right bookend. We talked about the left bookend in our last episode.
The Old Testament and the New Testament.
And what's cool about this is this is Peter quoting that passage that we read from Isaiah 53. But there's a slight change.
And I see it.
I'm wondering if you noticed what the change was.
I do. Pick me.
Okay. Lioness, tell us, what did you see that's different between...
So instead of saying, by whose stripes you are healed, it says, by whose stripes you were healed.
Uh-oh.
Were. There's the tenses. I know. You're rubbing off on me, I think.
It's so important when you read the scriptures to pay attention and listen to the tenses. They're very instructive.
And I think a lot of people see this and they're like, oh, well, that's just Isaiah. So I'm gonna quote Isaiah. And I was one of those people.
Yeah.
And then when you pointed this out, you keep saying 1 Peter, and I'm like, what is this 1 Peter 2:24? And then when we had that discussion, I'm like, mind blown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's so important about that? What's the significance of the fact that he changed the tense of that word? The significance is this. Isaiah was prophesying for the future, something that was yet to come. And he was looking ahead to the point where Jesus would be crucified and through that crucifixion heal us.
And it was 700 years before.
700 years before.
He was even here. Jesus was even here.
Peter, in quoting that verse, shows you that he's looking back to the cross. So from both of these perspectives, you have one looking ahead, one looking back to one central location, one central event. And that event was the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And that event, what is the result of that? By his stripes, you, and that does mean you, were healed. How long ago did that happen? Nearly 2,000 years ago. So before you were even born,
you were healed.
God declared your healing. And what's interesting, not to get too technical here, but you have to look into the original language to really get the significance of this, because the word that is translated here, healed, is the Greek word sozo. That word is also translated saved, delivered, made well, prospered. It's the whole word that we get salvation from. It encompasses all of those things that we get when we are saved. So if somebody says, hey, are you saved? And you say, yeah, man, Jesus saved me. You know what you're declaring? You're declaring, and you may not know this, but you can't say that anymore because I'm going to tell you. You're declaring that Jesus has forgiven you. He has delivered you. He has prospered you, and he has healed you. And not just in your body, in the physical realm. That word applies to every realm of your existence, in the spirit, in the soul, in the physical, the body, in the physical world that we occupy right now. It is so comprehensive in every area that there is nothing that you need any further than that. All of that was accomplished by Jesus. And when he hung on that cross and he said, "Tetelestai," it is finished, paid in full.
Take that to the bank.
It's huge. And that's why we're so excited about this, because the whole concept of salvation and sozo in the Greek, we have been living so far underneath of what Jesus purchased for us. We really need to understand and start living and honoring that sacrifice that he made. One of the ways that we do that is by understanding that all authority in heaven and in earth was given to him, and then he delegated that to us. In this salvation, we have his authority. He says, you go, you heal the sick, you raise the dead, you cleanse the lepers, you make disciples of all nations. He didn't say, go out there and tell them about me and then pray for them and I might heal them. You'll never hear that coming from Jesus' lips.
But what's the first thing we do? We go and I'm not negating prayer.
No.
But the first thing we do is ask him for the keys to the car.
Oh, that's that analogy.
Yes, your analogy. And instead of speaking that healing over our body and believing that truth.
That's right.
Believing the authority, using that authority, not just sitting there, but moving. Move.
Yep.
Go and we don't have to do for God to love us, but use what he's given us.
Yeah, that's what he gave it to us for, is to use it, not just for selfish benefit, but to grow his kingdom. When Jesus walked into a town, he sounded a bell when he went in that town and everybody heard it. You know what that bell was? He went in and he healed them all. All of them. Every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, everything imaginable, he healed them all. And do you think they were interested in listening to his words after that? Absolutely. He had their undivided attention. So this is one of the pillars of our ministry, is to communicate this truth, and not just communicate it to you, but to live this truth.
And to share.
We do this.
And to show.
And to share and to show. I know it's hard on your religion, because I was in your shoes when I was stuck with my religious glasses on and I didn't know these things. Thank God that he sent someone to teach me these things, because it set me free. And the moment that I realized this truth, I was immediately healed.
And now we just share that good news with other people. Yeah. I've shared it with so many people, and specifically Andrew Womack's teaching on God Wants You Healed. I've shared that with so many people in the last few months. And when people hear it, it's amazing.
It's like the light bulb goes off.
Well, and it's amazing when they come back, they're like, oh, I was healed. I'm like, I know. Hello. I'm glad
you're excited for you, but we knew that was coming.
I know. Exactly. But it's exciting to be able to share that. And then it's like this domino effect. So I shared those teachings with someone in a course that I'm in, and she said, can I share those with other people? And then there was someone that we were praying for, and she said, can I share those with other people that are in this facility that I'm in? I'm like, of course. Yeah,
the word,
that's what we should be doing.
The word is powerful and active. And God's word never returns to him void. It always accomplishes that thing where he sent it to accomplish. As long as you believe it. And I guarantee you, that's going to be your biggest fight. If this is new teaching to you, or if you've kind of seen some of this in the Word and haven't really landed on it or grabbed a hold of it, your biggest fight will be your own unbelief. Because your body's going to tell you that this isn't working. This is not working. You sound like an idiot. You're talking to your body right now. Can you imagine what people would think if they walked into the room? I mean, all of those things are going to be a fight for you. But let me just give you this assurance. If you press on and you push through that, you will see the healing. You will see the victory over whatever it is you're coming against. I guarantee it. God's word is powerful. And Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, you'll have whatever you say.
Because of our living hope.
That's right. Because he has delegated that authority to us, and we speak it. It has to be spoken. The spoken word is where the power is. And the spoken word from a heart who doesn't doubt.
And telling the enemy, back off.
Back off. I have the authority of Jesus. Jesus beat you at the cross.
And I got the keys to the car.
That's right. I got the keys to the kingdom and the car. But I encourage you to really dig into this, and please reach out to us if there's anything else that we can help you with in this journey. We are more than eager to share God's word with you and to help you along this path. It's an absolutely amazing journey, and there is no sickness, no illness, no infirmity, no disease. I don't care if it's just you think that you're too old to be well. Jesus purchased perfect health for you on that cross. He thought that much of it. He thought that much of you to purchase those things for you. Don't you want to receive it? Well, one of the ways you do is you stand up and you start speaking it. Fight the enemy at every turn. Tell him, no. God said, I am healed.
Not today, Satan.
Not today, Satan. Get thee hence. Isn't that what Jesus said in the King James Version?
Yes, I love that.
We need, when he was being tempted.
We need a shirt.
Yes.
Here's another shirt. Get thee hence.
Get thee hence, Satan. It is written. Yeah. So, we love you. And we hope that this has been a blessing to you. And we hope that you can really dig into the word and begin to see this.
Want to pray us out?
I'd love to.
Oh, yeah. I'd love for you to.
All right. Will you join with us and pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this word today. We thank you for your word every day. But Father, this word right here, this complete and comprehensive victory that Jesus purchased for us at the cross, he accomplished everything in that moment that we would ever need. And he said, "Tetelestai, it is finished, paid in full." And those words ushered in our victory. They ushered in our healing. They ushered in our forgiveness. They ushered us right into your throne room, Father. We thank you so much. Help us, Father. Illuminate this truth in our minds and in our hearts. Help us to step out in faith, just believing your word and speaking your word. Father God, we join with our brothers and sisters as they begin this journey in faith, knowing that your word is the final authority. We love you, Father, and we just thank you so much for loving us so big and so completely. Help us to honor that with everything that we do and with every breath that we take. We pray these things in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's kids said,
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sounded
pretty good in the song.
Just makes me want to jump and shout and dance. I can't even hardly sit
just like
still.
The,
and I'm an introvert, so.
Just like the beggar that was healed. He's jumping and shouting and knew he was
walking
healed.
And leaping and praising God. Well, shall we leave him with some, let's bless them with some
perfect peace.
Shalom.
Until next time.
We'll see you next time.